Welcome, welcome, one and all, to World Tonger Federation News, your quantum multidimensional one-stop shop for all things Tongerverse. What is Tonger, you ask? The better question is, what isn't Tonger? It starts with a simple pair of kitchen tongs and your favorite playlist, and ends in curing all that ails you. Don't believe us? Tune in and find out for yourself.
Keep my crazy stuff together.
And now we're live.
And now we're live. I caught it just in time to say stuff instead of what I normally would say in the outside world.
Stuffamus?
Stuffamus. Oh, I like that. Stuffamus. That's what you do with your Christmas stockings. Stuffamus. You stuff them full of stuff.
We said we weren't going to talk about the Christmas stockings today, and you violated that charter. So, folks, it's been real. Thanks for tuning in. Frankie has violated the one rule that we had on this show is you don't talk about Christmas stuffings before December 1st.
Frankie violates all the rules automatically, instantly. If you make a rule, Frankie's going to violate it. That's what she does. Welcome to World Tonger Federation News, everyone. We're so glad that you've joined us in this time space now.
Absolutely. I am your host. Hey, are you kidding me? That's one of our hosts.
That's one of our hosts. I've got Bob over here, Bob Ross. He's here. He's hanging out in the Tongerverse, painting happy little clouds all day.
So if any of you have fond memories of 1986, we got Bob Ross and Rodney Dangerfield, so you're in for a treat.
I have fond memories of, 1986 for about, 20-some days of it, but that's enough, right? I like to think that, like, when Halley's Comet came by, it just dropped me off. And I have some memory somewhere in my consciousness where I can go pull like that whole little comet ride that I had before I came to planet Earth.
Well, speaking of planet Earth, we're live right now, Mr. Dan. We're live. So
Yeah, missed the show. Yeah, you're not missing nothing.
You missed nothing. And why is it important that we all tune in today? First of all, it isn't. It never is. But let's just say that it is.
Nothing matters.
Nothing matters. But here's why. Because Tonger is the cure for depression. And we're going to talk about that today, aren't we?
We are going to talk about that today. And, you know, listen, we've talked about this before. How can you think and play Tonger at the same time? You can't, because you will be laughing playing Tonger, and you can't think and laugh at the same time. And thinking is, I think, one of the leading causes of depression is thinking.
It is.
I'm going to go ahead.
One's not in their thoughts. One simply cannot be depressed. Biochemically, one cannot be depressed if one is not thinking. And when Tonger is underway, there's no thinking.
There's no thinking. There is dancing. There is laughing. There is snacking. Ooh.
There's snacking.
There is snacking. But there are certain snacks.
There's snacking.
There's always snacking. Get me some beef jerky to cure my depression. No, none of the red minty, pepperminty, spearminty, green minty. Go for the green minty. It's the better kind.
Stuff is great for digestion. But all right, I'll tell you what. I'm going to have some of your snacks. Then I'll have one of this. The Tongerverse will never have indigestion. That's a promise.
I was going to say, it's great for your digestion is Tonger. Dancing around, singing, having a good time and laughing will fix your digestion all day, every day.
Absolutely. Tonger will simply take you on a time warp. From here, which, by the way, is always stuck in the past or stuck in the future, to here.
What is here? Well, right now, we need to add Rocky Horror Picture Show Tonger to the list of versions of Tonger because you said time warp.
It's lighting up.
The Tonger target knows that we need to add that. Oh, and I have been rocking out to some Meatloaf this weekend, so that's actually really quite perfect. Oh, Hot Patootie, bless my soul.
The band or the actual Meatloaf itself? Or both?
No, I'm not a huge fan of Meatloaf the food. I will always select Meatloaf, Bad Outta Hell 1 and Bad Outta Hell 2 albums over eating actual Meatloaf.
Eating actual Meatloaf usually leads to a process that some call the Bad Outta Hell, but that's another conversation for another podcast.
Well, see, but that's why you need the Tonger for your digestion. If you're going to eat Meatloaf, you got to play Tonger.
You got to play Tonger. I think if you do anything, you got to play Tonger, right? I mean, that's what it comes down to here. You find yourself singing the summertime blues. We're going to get there in a couple months. And there is that doldrum that hits. You know that summer doldrum? It's got to suck you down in there. It's going to grab you. It's going to hold you. Tonger, my friends.
will pull you out of it. 100%. You are correctimus.
Fun story. So one of our World Conger Federation state chair people, I won't tell you which state because I'm not going to give away an identity until next episode. I'm just going to totally blow up his spot. But for now, this person had been mired in a deep depression, the kind of depression that only Joey the Mets fan understands after a whole season of watching his beloved team. One of those really, really, really deep depressions. You know, the time we're not doing nothing in Francisco Lindor's making $400 million, he's not hitting the ball. One of those kind of depressions, right?
The very worst kind. I've been there. Not in a sport ball kind of way, because I don't have that reference, but you know, I've got, don't worry, Frankie has had plenty of times navigating nightmare land. I am old hat at navigating nightmare land, so I understand.
You swim around in that concrete, you know how this whole thing goes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm familiar.
Now here's the beauty of it, friends. Our dear state chairperson from the great state of wherever the hell he's from had one of these deep morasses, these deep depressions for a long time. Tongabama.
From Tongabama.
He is. That's where he's from. He actually is from Tongabama. All right.
Tongabama.
Damn it, you weren't supposed to. That's fine. But he's from Tongabama.
And
from Tongabama, the man decided to simply lean into a game of Tonger. And by the way, it was a game. Remember last week we talked about the different types of Tonger? He leaned into home invasion Tonger. He literally played home invasion Tonger. This was a real thing. Broke into a friend's house in his basement. The sun almost came out. It was almost a homeless situation. Anyway.
It was almost a situation. Listen,
law enforcement.
There are some states, though, like the one that I live in, as I said, be careful what house you're trying home invasion Tonger in, because there are houses that have shotguns and rifles. Like, listen, deer hunting is a thing. Be careful what you're doing, but don't be careful if you don't. Listen, you know what? Never mind. I make no warnings to any of you. Knock on my stepdad's door all day long, please.
Look at that lighting up here. The board it's always so lights up when truth is spoken.
Oh, well, that's exciting. Like, I love that. There it is. It's most beautimous.
It is most beautimous. And that we're going to get to also as to why Tonger will cure depression. So fundamentally, friends,
love it.
If you find yourselves depressed, it's because you are either ruminating over something you did or ruminating over something that might happen. But you're never right here, because right here, all there is in this singularity is Tonger.
It's Tonger.
That's it.
It's not right here and now. It's right here in Tonger.
Right here in Tonger.
Do we get to take over now? Can we just take over now?
We've been
We get to have all of now. We've had all of now for all of eternity. Oh, isn't that a lovely, wonderful thought? I like that a lot.
And as long as you step into Tonger, so if you find yourself depressed, friends, a very practical tip for you. Once you grab yourself a kitchen tong, all right? Once you go to the kitchen, once you grab one, ideally, one that's about, I don't know, maybe, you know, 3/4 of a hand. Yeah, whatever you want to call it. You could get the big barbecue one too.
You need to have the grippy grips is what the important bit is. It has to be, don't get your metal ones because they're going to be slippery. They're going to be slip-em-us. They'll be slip-em-us.
We're putting that in.
And you don't want them to be slip-em-us. You want the grippy grips.
No. This is an important, so slip-em-us. For those of you who are not acquainted with the word slip-em-us. This is another reason too. So we have a Tonger vocabulary. Am I right, Frankie? We have a Tonger vocabulary.
That I am building more and more all day, every day. Like Shakespeare built all of his own words. We are writers. We get to make up words. And slip-em-us is what you do not want for your tongs. You want them to be grip-em-us. Hello, Maria.
Grip-em-us. Hello, Maria. Good to see you, my dear friend. Maria understands. So you want to talk about depression, right? Maria is a fellow Buffalo Bills fan. They talk about sports ball. Maria understands what depression that team can bring you into. This is something that even Joey the Mets fan cannot relate to. It is a level of hell. It is a level of suffering. And yet, if the people of Buffalo would immerse themselves fully in the present now that is Tonger.
That is Tonger. The present Tonger. That's what I'm going to use now. The present Tonger. Sorry, I can't do this speculation about the future with you right now, ego self that wants to spiral out into an anxiety monster. I am spending my time in the Tonger. You can't be bothering me right now. The present Tonger.
That's it. Friends, if you were battling the demons, but it's not demons. It's like a shadow. It's like a big, heavy shadow that just sits on you. But the present Tonger will evaporate that shadow. It will evaporate. A shadow cannot exist.
The infinite and eternal present Tonger. The infinite, eternal, singular present Tonger. Oh, I love.
Yes.
Look back there. No. Light up.
It's lighting up.
Light them up.
There we go. It's lighting up.
Whatever. See? Listen, we're going to get real good at this whole, like, in the screen, watching the stuff in the background, figure out where things are. I'm not good at it yet, but we're going to get there. We're going to get there someday.
Hey, you want to see lighting up? See my bartender when I walk into the room.
There you go.
Yeah. That's.
See? That's, yeah. We're going to get good at this. We now, really do need, I don't know where the engineers out there are listening, but we need them to build us the tiny Tonger trebuchets so that you can have one and I can have one, and they will be controlled like by our phones so that I can throw them whenever at your target and you throw them over here. We need to work this out. Because we need to have like a global, we need Tonger to be something global, like the Zoom situation. You can Zoom your friends in Tonger.
Absolutely. We're going to have a Tonger Zoom. Now, because it's Zoom, we're going to have to preface the entire thing by saying we are pivoting Tonger in these unprecedented times to the new normal.
To the Tongarian new normal. To the new Tongarian normal, which is the best kind because it involves little tiny trebuchets that throw Plutos. And what could be better? I can't think of anything that could be better.
Nothing. I tell you what could be better. Friends, this is the next way that Tonger will cure depression. We have our own lexicon.
Yes.
We have our own thesaurus for Tonger words. And this is a challenge for you back home. We're going to put them up one at a time. And Frankie over here is going to tell us exactly what they are and what they mean. Now, the challenge for you, if you're feeling the blues, is to say this word and try to be depressed at the exact same time. I dare you. We're going to start with
necessaries. It is a necessary accessory, necessaries. And we are absolutely going to add a store in the Tonger Metaverse Mall, the Tonger Meta Mall, which is going to be online. And, you know, let's have a brick and mortar too, just for funsies. Why not? Because we need to look at that thing light up back there. Hello, let's get a, like, we have to have a physical location that will also be our wonderful mall where you can buy all of your beautiful necessaries. You got to have your Tonger earrings. You got to have like your cat's eye glasses that have like tongs for like your, the, what you call goes back. I don't know. Guess what? They're tongs. I don't know what they're called. I don't have vocabulary for regular words all of the time. That's why I have to make up words. And if you are like that, that means you are automatically a Tongarian. If you're neurospicy enough that your brain just spits out words you know you had once upon a time, but you don't anymore, so you have to make up a new one. Hello, Tongarian friend. Welcome. But necessaries, welcome. There you are.
Necessaries. You know what I think would be a great Tonger necessary?
What?
A Tongarian OR scrub.
OR scrubs. Ooh, with tongs all over them. Yes. Oh, that would be beautimous. I am excited about it.
Speaking of.
Beautimous. Something that is beautiful and fabulous in a way that you just can't ignore. It's one of those kinds of things like when you're out in public and you see someone who is just like done up so well for the day and you have to go love bomb that stranger 100% just because like, man, you put the work in today. Somebody should compliment you on that. And I'm going to say that too. When you see people walking in the street that obviously put some effort into their look, even if you don't like it, compliment them anyway, because there was some effort put in there. Like, give them a high five on that.
Give them some love, especially if they're carrying this, the original duster.
What is
that? That is not an accessory that everybody walks around in, but just in case someone on the street happens to be walking around in an original duster, that is a beautimous thing.
That's a beautimous necessary is what that is. It's a beautimous necessary. Oh, I love it. Aren't we just
proud of words?
Oh, that's my favoriteest kind.
Which brings me to the present Tonger.
Back to this present Tonger is exactly where I'm at and exactly what I was not thinking, but like download experiencing. It's not, you know, because that's what happens when you are in the present Tonger. Ooh.
Not thinking brings us to
Distractibibulous, something that is hilariously distracting. And it's also going to be the name of our CBD store and our own line of various CBD and helpful products that are also going to cure depression for all of you out there. But none more effective, of course, than actually playing Tonger.
None more effective. Quite literally zero. Now, people have asked us, what is the scientific proof? And I've actually had this question asked me in the past week in Atlanta.
In the past week? Okay.
What is the scientific proof that Tonger cures depression? I said, because I said so.
Because I say so. And if you want scientific proof in the world of Caesar here, then you're going to have to give us a lovely grant so that we can do some studies so that we can go ahead and get you the data that you want. See, that's not what that. Oh, look at that thing light up back there. Hi, hello. That's
It'll
what
be
you want.
Data.
It will be butimus data. They're not you're not looking for scientific proof. You're looking for data that you can interpret in whatever way you prefer to do, which is exactly what, but it's fine. Nope, it's good. That's what we're going to do. We need a grant to do a study. Who's got it? What's up?
That's it. And if you don't got it, you know what that is?
That's disgustimus. Although, okay, so disgustimus is something that you do find wonderfully disgusting. And I have two of these. One of them is my baby sister and her love for Cheese Whiz, which is, okay, Cheese Whiz is not food. It is, when you pull
up. Hold on. Whoa.
Cheese Whiz is not food.
What now?
Cheese Whiz is basically molten plastic, and I could go into my cupboard and grab it right now and pull out the weird dried grossness at the top that, oh my God, I can't believe anyone eats that.
Now, the dried grossness is not food. It ceases to be food when it dries. I'll meet you half. And then see, it's lighting up. It agrees with me. I'll meet you halfway on that. I will meet you halfway on that, but I can't give any more ground. That's it.
The Tonger target just not being on my side right now. Kind of rude.
You got to get off this crusade here.
Rudimus. Oh, okay. The other disgustimus thing that is really genuinely disgustimus in the truest sense of the word. Once upon a time, my mom ran a daycare for a little bit out of our house. And this little boy, Josh, who I later babysat, he was teething. He was tiny, whatever age they are when they're teething. And someone, I don't know who, had probably me, because I was that one, gave him a Reese's peanut butter cup. And so when his mom, Stephanie, came to pick him up, baby drool, peanut butter, chocolate, disgust, all on his mouth. And I watched his mother wipe off his mouth with her thumb and then lick off her thumb. Oh, disgustimus. Peanut butterus. I mean, that's like, it would be good if it wasn't full of drooliness. And then and she just licked her thumb right off like it was nothing. And why it's disgustimus, and the beautiful bit of it is that, like, that's love right there. Like, that is love when your kid's disgusting stuff doesn't faze you in the slightest. That is love. Droolimus, grossness. No, thank you. Droolimus is, that's a Beethoven situation too. When you got the dogs with that, that is also that situation.
I think it is too. I challenge anybody back home, want you to say droolimus.
Droolimus.
Do it. Droolimus. Try it.
You can't, because it's going to bring up now the images of, like, Beethoven and grossness, and, like, back to the present, Tonger, you shall go and life will be good and butimus again. Back to the butimus present, Tonger.
Every word, including this one. Slip-a-mus. Let's talk from slip-a-mus.
Slip-a-mus. You went like you were just about to grab Rodney and get him slip-a-mus with Expo spray like he likes it.
You want to talk slip-a-mus? No. We already did that last week in the Expo. Yeah, that was a calamitously bad situation.
Calamitously bad situation. I don't know. I don't know how we can put that one together, but I like calamitous is a good one.
Tell the folks back home what slip-a-mus is all about.
Well, slip-a-mus is what we don't want on our tongues. We want the grip-a-mus, not the slip-a-mus. Although,
yes,
slip-a-mus could also be a hippopotamus that is on a slip and slide, is outside playing slip and slide, Tonger. We need to add slip and slide, Tonger.
Hippo slip and slide, Tonger.
Hippo slip and slide, Tonger. Yeah. That is, I'm excited about that already, although we all know that there are going to be injuries, because if you have one rock under that slip and slide, you are just... Ouch. Ouchie McGouchie, little bro.
Not if you're a hippo.
No, not if you're a hippo. Of course not. And I mean, you.
That, yeah.
There's. Oh, I'm so excited for the Tonger team of hippos that are going to be playing slip and slide. Hippo slip and slide Tonger. I am imagining just like the most wonderful animated little series right now. Look at that thing light up in the back. Who's going to animate that for us? A little mini video of just hippos running with. They got the tongs, right?
They got the tongs.
Holding the tongs. Running, throwing a Pluto, and then they, of course, slide into the target. So what does the target have to be made of? Folks back home, again, engineer friends, what does the target have to be made of in order to be able to withstand that hippo smashing into it after it throws its Pluto? Because if that, because that's going to happen. You know, you don't have a lot of control of the speed of a slip and slide situation. And like the trajectory you're going to have with a big hippo that's running and sliding. I don't know the math on it. I'm not going to pretend I do.
Tonger head when I'm trying to like come up with something. I'm just.
Just come back to the present tonger.
Come back to the present tonger. If you're confused, not just for depression, it's for confusion. If you're confused.
Yeah. If you're looking for clarity.
Under the present tonger.
Yes. The present tonger is claritismus. I could do this all day. I don't know why I love that so much. I just did drulimus.
Come back to the present drulimus.
No.
There is a present drulimus to come back to it. Present peanut butter mist.
Peanut butter mist is fantastic. Add some cinnamon to it and it'll just be wonderful and delicious.
Yeah, it really is. It'll be
delicious.
It will be delicious.
I'm just going to start putting that on everything. It's just going to be fun.
Now, what about this one over here? You sent this one over and I'm trying to
wrap.
Now, I like this. Conceptually, tell the people back home what we're dealing with here.
You are infinitely correct, meaning that you are correct because you say so. It's the because you say so. You are infinitely correct. If you claim it, if you deem it, if you declare it, it is so. It is true. It is correctimus. In the Tongerverse, in the present Tonger, whatever you declare to be true is correctimus.
Like this.
Tonger is the cure for depression. That is correctimus. You are 100,000% correctimus. And you can put any percentage on it that you want because it is infinitely correct.
Infinitely correct.
Infinitely correct. But you can add 100, 1,000, 100,000 to the infinitely correct if you want. You just expand
everything
that infinity. Right? Because you're just expanding that infinity. That's exactly why we're here. That's what we came to do. In the present Tonger.
In the present. It's the infinity that needs nothing but wants everything.
Oh, man. Isn't that the truth? Yeah.
Ain't that
needs
something?
Nothing but wants everything. I like it.
Keep it's a good place to be. Not gonna lie.
It's a good place good to place. Be. That's why we want to keep ourselves there. You want to slip a myth into the present Tonger. You don't want slip a myth on your tongs, though, so that you can throw the Pluto. I mean, you know what? Maybe some people do. Go ahead and have that if you want to. You are allowed to have the slip a myth on your tongs if you prefer it. If you like, you know, maybe there's an agility something or other to that. You got to be like super sensitive. What are those proprioceptor things? Somebody get in there who knows nerve ending bits and whatnot.
Engineers, come on. You do.
Yeah, where are you people? Hey, we're not here for those things, okay? Once we get the grant, though, we would be happy to bring you on to help us with our study. Thank you.
The grant's coming.
There
the
we go. We
got it. Yeah,
like, no it has to be. That. Why? Because we said so in the present Tonger. And that is how you make the things happen. Peanut butter mist is the most peanut butter mist. You know what? The present Tonger is a great place to be peanut butter mist stuck. Just now I'm just thinking like being stuck in a big bunch of peanut butter, like spaghetti cage. What were we? This wrestling Tonger full of the spaghetti last time. You know what I'm talking about.
I think we have a new board member for the World Tonger Federation. Peanut Do butter we? Mist.
Peanut butter mist. Lieutenant peanut butter mist.
Lieutenant peanut butter mist.
Oh my gosh. And what he like is looks like Mr. Peanut. Mixed with who? Mr. Peanut. If Mr. Peanut was RuPaul.
Combined with Jet Li.
Ooh, now that's fun. Can you imagine a drag dressed up Peanut that is like running around doing all kinds of awesome martial arts? Oh, how fun. Again.
There's no other way.
Well, there's no other way that you could do there's it no because you have to look beautimous. You have to be beautiful and fabulous while doing martial arts if you are going to be a sentient, anthropomorphized peanut. That is, I mean, how else could you do it? Calamitous must.
That's how else.
And it's, that's how else you would do it. It becomes a calamitousness, a wondermousness. I don't see.
Yeah.
There we go. Look at it light up in the back. Correctimus. We are correctimus. I salute you with the tongue.
Absolutely. Now, for those of you wondering back home, no, this is not this because the Tongerverse has no distractible. It is all.
No, but
you cannot be distracted from the all.
Well, but you're distracted from the what? Okay, this is another sidebar. Neurospicy sidebar.
Are there?
This is another thing. Is it though?
Is it though?
Another thing that we need to put together for the Chongerverse that I thought of this morning is we are going to make overly complicated neurospicy affirmations, because the simple happy affirmations don't work for us neurospicy. You got to make it a little bit complicated. You got to trick your brain, hack your brain into reprogramming itself is what you got to do when you're neurospicy. And so my brain said this morning that it is my conscious and subconscious intention to refuse to believe in what isn't. So you got to have a lot of the like extra negatives and neurospicy affirmations. They have to be mildly overcomplicated. They have to mix in a lot of duality so that you have to like, you trick your brain into spending time unraveling that nonsense. And that's how you distract your brain so that you can get back into the present Tonger.
Into the present Tonger.
That's how you do it.
Back to the present. By the way, this is also a good Taekwondo blocking technique if you want to try this, like muscle memory.
Just, yeah, very good. Like
the present.
Present Tonger. But no, here, we add the tongs. No, listen, well, this is like our own. This is our own Tong Chi. This is Tong Chi.
Tong Chi.
Is where you go out and you, okay, like we're going to do our sun salutations, whatever. Grab that energy, pull it back into the present Tonger with your tongs. So, like, you got like open when you're out here, people. Open. And then you got to bring that in with the tongs. Bring it in. See? Tong Chi.
Tong Chi.
Ooh, Tong Chi. I'm so excited for our Tong Chi YouTube video series that will be coming out in the present Tonger.
That's fantastic. Sage. I'm so super. We've declared that you're going to be responsible for this. Just so you know.
Oh, Sage the intern, guess what? You're gonna make up all the Tong Chi videos and you're going to pop those babies on YouTube and TikTok and become TikTok famous, I don't know. TikTok.
Yeah, famous. Yeah, why not?
We'll figure it out. We'll put it together. I love it. Tong Chi, and it will be the most subutimous new way to relax. Tong Chi. And it brings you back to the present Tonger where you have all your claritismus. All the clarity that you need.
It's all there. I love it. That's the beauty of the thing. Tong Chi. Oh, I think we do. Mm-hmm. I think we just stumbled onto something magnificent here.
I mean, that's
this was
look at behind you lighten up, because in the present Tonger only magnificent magical things are in the present Tonger, and that's where you find them. Find your Tong Chi center. There we go.
Ooh,
I love it. Also, what?
Yeah, this is good.
I thought you had another thought popping it. Here's another. I don't know what word we need to come up with that is like the safe word to like slow me down when my neurospicy brain goes too fast and somebody needs to like.
No safe words. There are no safe words in the Tongerverse because everything happens in the present Tonger moment. It's all one. It's all part of the Tongerian singularity. Safe words.
Okay, well then, safe words. Guess what? Everybody's going to have to just deal with my mouth running when it starts running. So, it's, you know, no apologies then in the
present Tonger. This isn't a party in the hills. There's no safe words.
There's no safe words. You take that where it belongs. Not here in the present Tonger. No. That's not where it's at.
This isn't Palm Springs. There are no safe words. This is not.
Safe words. There are no.
No, there's never the brain shall meet.
Oh, my. And look at it light up in the back. The target agrees. Well, thank you.
Target agrees.
The target agrees. I love it. What other magnificent. Said what? Yeah. See, no, but this is why we need to like. Stop the mouth for a hot second so that I don't miss the things.
Well, this is all just coming through when it needs to. This is the beauty of it. If any of you have been visited by a spirit of any kind.
Of any kind. We're
talking about.
In any form, way, shape, or form. And it doesn't have to be that you saw it. Maybe you sensed it. Maybe you heard it. It's like, okay, this is kind of funsies. This is something that I was talking to a medium friend of mine, new friend that I made, and she explained this like sort of tuning in to like different energies, entities, spirits, whatever you want to say, in the best, most like resonant with me way that I have ever heard in my life. This is great. How you tune into other spirits or energies is like when it's energy is more like when it's not the frequency, radio frequency thing that Abraham says, tuning your radio dialer. It's more like when somebody pees in a pool. It's kind of spreads out a little bit and you end up in the warm spot. And that's how you know you found that spirit or that energy in there. And I was like, That's the most beautiful way to describe that that I have ever heard. That's the most wonderful way to, like, how do you tune into an energy signature or frequency? It's not the radio dialer thing. It's the pee in the pool. And that makes so much more sense to me than anything ever has when people talk about vibration or frequency or energy. And I just thought it was the most beautimous, wondermous thing ever.
It really was. Sometimes, folks, for those of you watching back home, you want to tap into spirit. That's what you got to do. Have a little bit extra lemonade before you pop in there. And then that's all you got to do. Now, when this thing lights up.
And if you find that warm spot, then you got it.
You know, you got it. This is how they travel and talk to us. See, if you've had this happen to you before, you know that spirits speak through energy. And you see your lights flicker in the house and all these things happen. Like, oh, yeah, that's granddad. Like, you just know it. And here it is. So when we're hitting on some truth here, like Tong Chi, this thing was going crazy earlier. Because it just knows.
It just knows.
It's tapped into the present now of the Tongiverse.
In the present now, sorry, excuse me, Your Honor, your non-linearness, your tongue fatherness. So other example that just popped in the present tonger that popped into my mind. Funzy little story. I'll just go ahead and tell it. So after my dad passed, I was having sort of, my smoke detector, he was playing with the smoke detector, basically. My dad was kind of weird about locking doors in the house and keeping doors locked. And anytime I would try to go to sleep at night without locking my front or my back door, if I forgot to lock up the doors, dad would like make the smoke detector there. It lights up. Dad would make the smoke detector beep like one time. Like it wasn't going off. It was just one beep. And if I didn't get up to go check the doors in a couple minutes, one more beep. Like dad would mess with the fire to the smoke alarm to get me to make sure I was okay, dad, sorry. Yep, I'll go lock the door. So he was checking on me and making sure I was staying safe, me and my single lady living in my house by myself. Go lock that door.
Lock the damn door. Lock it up.
You don't want people to be coming in there and playing home invasion tonger when you're trying to sleep. Or maybe you do. Maybe you don't. Maybe you do. Choose as you will. Roll the dice as you choose. There it is. See? I love it. Look at all this wondermousness stuff that we are just teaching. Edumacation for everyone. Edumacation. Magnificent education that happens only in the present tonger. Edumacation.
There it is. Peanut butter mist is going to be a recurring pop-up on these forever.
Peanut butter mist.
Just because. Like,
we need a little cartoon something or other. We got to do some like graphic design something or other. Get out there, all of our artist folks. If you don't want us to just have all kinds of insane times with AI images because you get upset about that, which you're welcome to do if you want to. We don't, but whatever. Do whatever you want in the present tonger. But if you want it to be drawn out, the magnificent things that we are giving you imagery of, please do share. And you can share it on our new Insta.
Yes, you can. We are now on Insta. Check us out. Play Tonger on Insta.
On Instagram, get on there and show us all your Tongerverse fan art. We're so excited.
And if you're old school, you like a good website, check us out at tonger.org. Learn more about the Tongerverse.
Learn more about how to cure your depression and all about how to be more slipimus in your present Tonger. Maybe that's, see, there you go. You want to be slipimus in your present Tonger. It's kind of, look at that thing light up back there. It knows. Being kind of like more fluid, more loosey-goosey, more like open to the things that the universe has to offer you, that the Tongerverse has to offer you. Because the Tongerverse has more things than you realize that are really wonderful, magical, joyful things. If you just stay in the present Tonger, get your Tong Chi rolling, bring it into the present Tonger,
get your Tong Chi rolling.
And watch the magic happen.
And that is why.
That's why Tonger is the cure for depression, sure, friends.
That's it. Friends, Beautimus. Once again, thank you for joining us for another wonderful episode of whatever the hell this thing is.
Thank you. It's the Tongerverse, and we thank you so very much. We will catch you in another now.
In another now, which is only now because all we have is
the present Tonger. In another Tonger. We'll catch you in another Tonger.
Catch you in another Tonger.
Thanks again for joining us, Tongerian friends and neighbors. Be sure to like, share, subscribe, and start your own Tonger team feuds in the comments. Check out the links in the description to find more ways you can support the Tongarian Empire. And until next time, stay wild and fun, Tongarian fam. We will catch you in another now.